The gist. As far as I can tell, the ME-CFS field has had three massive studies. The ill-fated PACE project, the Open Medicine Foundation's Severe ME-CFS Big Data project, and the NIH's Truncated Intramural project led by Avendra Nath. All these began in the mid-2010s. Over the past 6 months or so, a sea change appears to have occurred. Health Rising has reported on four massive projects. There was the DECODE ME study, Precision Life's ambitious effort to understand the mechanisms behind ME-CFS, the Amatica 1,000-person gene expression study, and the Open Medicine Foundation's 1,000-person BioQuest project to find molecular biomarkers for ME-CFS. We also had Liz Worthy's and Camille Birch's deep dive into the whole genome of ME-CFS patients and the UNHIDE project that aims to build a huge complex chronic disease database. Now comes one of the most ambitious projects in ME-CFS history. The $20 million Sequence ME and Long COVID project, and you can see a link to Sequence ME and Long COVID at this point in the text version of the gist. Action for ME, the Schmid Initiative for Long COVID, another link, and the Complex Disorders Alliance, or CODA, another link, announced the launch of the project. Action for ME states that the projected $20 million study is not only the biggest genetic study in ME-CFS, but will be the largest long-read whole genome study of any disease. In contrast to the DECODE ME project that looked for common genetic variants, this project will scan the entire genomes of 18,000 ME-CFS and long COVID patients for hidden genetic variants that are driving these illnesses. Liz Worthy and Camille Birch's recent whole genome study suggested that up to 40% of ME-CFS patients may have a clear genetic cause for their illness. The GWAS study that the DECODE ME project has done won't find them, but this study will. This study will employ a, quote, long read, end quote, approach that allows the researchers to scan longer bits of genetic data which are likely producing damage in diseases like ME-CFS and long COVID. The study begins ahead of the eight ball in four ways. First, one of the co-leaders, Action for ME, also successfully co-led the Big DECODE ME project. Second, it has already secured all the ME-CFS samples it needs. With the University of Edinburgh, Chris Ponting, Oxford Nanopore Technologies, and there's a link to that at this stage in the text version of the gist, and the European Bioinformatics Institute, another link. EMBL, EBI, you and Bernie, joining together to seek funding for the study, this study rests on a strong research foundation. Finally, Action for ME is hiring a professional with experience in securing significant funding or investment at the 6- or 7-figure level to support the project. Their first task will be securing about $8 million, £6 million, to analyze the 9,000 ME-CFS samples. Not only will people with severe and very severe ME-CFS be assessed first, but ME-CFS will be assessed first as well. DECODE ME was just the start. The Sequence ME-CFS and Long COVID study is the logical next step for Chris Ponting and his group. It has the potential to uncover the precise drivers of these illnesses like never before. This is the kind of big, ambitious project that the ME-CFS field in particular needs. Action for ME and DECODE ME proved they could successfully take on big projects like DECODE ME. Now it's time for the next step, Sequence ME and Long COVID. Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. At this point in the text version of the gist, you'll see a link where you can choose to give one time or to set up a monthly donation. Thanks for listening.